Okay, so now we're on chapter 10, Decisions, and it's the last chapter of Junie B's first grader, Dumb Bunny. Remember the last time I read to you in chapter 9, Junie B found the Easter egg, the golden egg, but she let Sheldon have it. So let's see what this chapter is about. Monday, dear first grade journal. Today at school, Sheldon keeps on hugging me. Lucille keeps on hugging me, too. May keeps glaring at me. She needs anger management classes, I believe. I quit writing and I thought about the party. May didn't win the most eggs, because guess who did? My friend Jose, that's who. And guess who got to present the flowers to him? Me, the bunny. Jose was the happiest boy I ever saw. He jumped way high in the air. Los flores para mi madre, los flores para mi madre, he said. Muchas gracias, Conito. I giggled very happy. Conito means bunny in Spanish, I think. I smiled at that memory. Then I started to write in my journal some more. Sometimes I'm not happy about giving the golden egg to Sheldon, because I made that decision on the spur of the moment. And I still want to swim in Lucille's hot water. Only here's the confusing thing. Sometimes I'm happy about what I did for Sheldon, because seeing his face made me smile inside. And so that is something for me to think about, I guess. And guess what else? I am not calling May Dumb Bunny anymore, probably. Because bunnies aren't that dumb, of course. And so now I'm going to call May a different name. Uh-oh. She just glared at me again. I think I will offer her a jelly bean. Because that would be a nice gesture of me, too. Please stand by. I put my pencil down and I reached into my pocket. Then I pulled out the candy bag I brought to school and I held it out to her. Would you like a jelly bean bird, girl? I said, real pleasant. May sputtered and stuttered, very shocked. Then she quick raised her hand to tattle. Mr. Scary, Mr. Scary, Mr. Scary, she hollered. Mr. Scary looked back at us. His face did not look delightful. I ducked down my head. May did a gulp. Then she lowered her hand and started counting to 20. No action was taken. I smiled very relieved. Then, finally, I picked up my pencil one more time, and I finished my journal page. May does not like her new name, apparently. That is going to work out just fine, I think. Have a happy day. Your friend, Junie B. Smart Bunny. The end. I hope you like that book. We'll start a new Junie B book maybe next week.